ARTA has written to the Minister of Tourism, Lindiwe Sisulu, and the SA Tourism Acting CEO, just to try and get an understanding of what informed this decision to potentially invest R1 billion of South Africa's money in a marketing deal with a UK-based soccer team. We are really concerned because we can do so much more with that R1 billion, despite and given the backdrop of our dire situation in so many areas in this country. Even if there are executive powers within tourism to spend money on marketing, we don't deny that that also needs to take place to bring more tourists into the country so that we can create more jobs and get more tax revenues. That's all understood. But there's so much more that we can do with this R1 billion, especially given the fact that against the backdrop of about 38% of SA tourism's marketing budget will be used by this deal over the next 3 to 4 years. It just doesn't make sense, especially when you look at it from the point of view that only about 25% of our inbound tourism comes from the UK. We believe so much more can be done. We can get a better return. And what we want to know from the minister is what informed this decision? What is the return of investment of this R1 billion? And we implore her not to proceed with it, because all indications from the captains of industry and Business Tourism Council, whose members don't seem to know about this deal and who contribute to SA Tourism's marketing budgets, this is supposed to be a joint collaborative thinking and decision-making when it comes to deals of this nature, and that doesn't seem to have happened in this case. So really, we think it's a waste of time, a waste of money, and we implore the minister not to proceed with it.